Savitri, Book 8, The Book of Death, Canto 3, Death in the Forest, pages 563 and 564. He spoke of all the things he loved. They were his boyhood's comrades and his playfellows, co-evils and companions of his life, here in this world whose every mood he knew. Their thoughts, which to the common mind are blank, he shared. To every wild emotion felt an answer. Deeply she listened, but to hear the voice that soon would cease from tender words, and treasure its sweet cadences beloved, for lonely memory when none by her walked and the beloved voice could speak no more. But little dwelt her mind upon the essence of death, not life, she thought, or life's lone end. Love in her bosom, hurt with the jagged edges of anguish, moaned at every step with pain, crying, Now, perhaps his voice will cease forever. Even by some vague touch oppressed, sometimes her eyes looked around as if their orbs might see the dim and dreadful god's approach. But Satyavan had paused. He meant to finish his labor here, that happy, linked, uncaring, they too might wander free in the green deep, primeval mystery of the forest's heart. A tree that raised its tranquil head to heaven, luxuriating in verdure, summoning the breeze with amorous wideness of its boughs, he chose and with his steel assailed the arm, brown, rough and strong, hidden in its emerald dress. Wordless but near she watched, no turn to lose of the bright face and body which she loved. Her life was now in seconds, not in hours, and every moment she economized like a pale merchant leaned above his store, the miser of his poor remaining gold. But Satyavan wielded a joyous axe. He sang high snatches of a sage's chant that paled of conquered death and demons slain, and sometimes paused to cry to her sweet speech of love and mockery tenderer than love. She, like a pantheress, leaped upon his words and carried them into her cavern heart. But as he worked, his doom upon him came. The violent and hungry hounds of pain traveled through his body, biting as they passed silently, and all his suffering breath beseeched, strove to rend life's strong heart cords and be free. Then helped as if a beast had left its prey, a moment in a wave of rich relief, reborn to strength and happy ease he stood, rejoicing and resumed his confident toil, but with less seeing strokes. Now the great woodsman hewed at him and his labor ceased. Lifting his arm, he flung away the poignant axe far from him like an instrument of pain. She came to him in silent anguish and clasped, and he cried to her, Savitri, a pang cleaves through my head and breast as if the axe were piercing it and not the living branch. Such agony rends me as the tree must feel when it is sundered and must lose its life. A while let me lay my head upon thy lap and guard me with thy hands from evil fate. Perhaps because thou touchest, death may pass.